You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And he joins us here on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Brian Baldinger joining the Morning Roast as he does each and every Tuesday at this time. Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubman. Baldy, good morning. We'll bring you right into the conversation we were just having. And it's kind of, you know, it's everyone's talking about right now. It's their quarterback, right? You're heading into the season. If you feel good about your quarterback situation, usually that means you could be a playoff team or a contender in the playoffs. I feel like, you know, Brock Purdy, not that he slid under the radar, Baldy, but I feel like he just got paid. He's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. We're all kind of set that Brock Purdy's the guy going forward. It's how we're judging Brock this season is what we're kind of talking about here and kind of having a hard time discussing is, you know, we wanted to make wins and losses a quarterback stat, right? But it's a team stat. It's a team game. But ultimately, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, these guys are just judged on wins and losses. I don't think those guys, you know, really care about their stats in regular season at this point. Is can we just stack wins? How are we going to be grading Brock Purdy this season, Baldy, I guess is my question. And again, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe, Sam. Yeah, I mean, all these guys, when they get paid, they're judged differently. I mean, he was a great find for his first 3 or 4 years in this league. It was an amazing Mr. Irrelevant pick. How is he this good? And he's a seventh round pick. He's the last pick of the draft. How did everybody miss him? And that was the conversation. But then when you get paid into the upper echelon and you're getting paid like a top 10 quarterback, it does change. I mean, Joe Burrow can't play any better than he did last year, and they didn't qualify for the playoffs. Lamar Jackson had one of the most amazing years ever in the history of the NFL last year. And yet, you know, he couldn't win a big playoff game. You know, and on and on and on. These guys, you know, Peyton Manning was blistered his first 6 or 7 years in the league because of his lack of winning in the playoffs. They would say things like he couldn't win a national championship at Tennessee, but, you know, other guys did. And so until you start winning in the playoffs and getting to the playoffs, then you're never going to be talked about the way the money says you should be talked about.
Baldy, you know, look at what Brock went through last year. A lot of things went wrong. He lost a lot of guys, whether it was McCaffrey, Ayuk, Pierce all for a time. Trent Williams was out for a time. And he talked with Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated about how he feels like 24 kind of prepared him for what he's going to face this year. I'm just kind of curious, you know, when you think about what Brock went through last year with this team, how are the struggles that he dealt with, the absences he had to kind of play through, how will that make him a better quarterback going into this year?
Well, quarterbacks, look, you lose Ayuk to start the season, then during the season, and all the stuff you're talking about. McCaffrey is out, had 50 carries last year. Ultimately, the quarterback has to make the receiving core. If you go back and you look at Drew Brees, he threw touchdown passes to over 70 different receivers. So Tom Brady. Now, that's over an extended period of time. But there's names that you will never even remember that Drew Brees threw winning touchdown passes to. So whoever's playing wide receiver for the 49ers, it's up to the quarterback to get him the ball and to make him, you know, part of, you know, whether it's Juwan Jennings or Pearsall, whoever it might be. Like, it's up to the quarterback to be able to put the ball in the right spot. And you make, the quarterback makes the receiving core, DeMarcus Robinson, whoever it might be. The quarterback makes the receiving core. It's not the other way around. And so it's up to Brock to be able to locate the open receiver, throw a guy open, thread the needle, you know, in a certain coverage in order to get the ball to the receiver. And so, and if their guy can't catch it, then go find a new receiver. But it's up to the quarterback to get the receiver the ball, whoever the name on the back of the jersey is.
And we're talking about the wide receiver core, obviously, and the depth that is. And, you know, I'll get your thoughts on, you know, Amari Cooper. I guess the Niners were interested yesterday. He ends up signing with the Raiders. They miss out on that potentially. But I wanted to get, you know, your thoughts on the big acquisition last Friday. It kind of dropped the last part of our show. Is Brian Robinson Jr. getting traded? And now you got some depth behind Christian McCaffrey, where there was a lot of question marks. If Christian McCaffrey goes down, is it Garendo? Is it, you know, is it Jeff Wilson Jr., for God's sakes, at that point? And hell, there's a big question mark around Christian McCaffrey himself, if he can stay healthy this season. So who are the Niners getting, Baldy and Brian Robinson Jr.? And did you like the move?
I like the move. You know, Brian Robinson is, he averaged 4.3 yards a carry last year, which is good in any offense. He's a big back. He's 225 pounds. I like a big back. But he's not, I don't think he's an overly powerful back. Like, there's some guys, like, I thought Jordan Mason was a powerful back. You know, and they've had guys here in San Francisco over the years that they've drafted late. And they've had a little bit of a role here and there. Now they're other places. They need, you know, you can't do this thing the way Saquon did last year and just give a guy 350 carries. You know, and ultimately over 400 touches last year for Saquon. But there's just, you're just going to get worn down. And that's what has happened to McCaffrey on a couple of occasions in his career. But I like the move because he's a quality kid. He's a good teammate. You never have to worry about him. And he can, you know, he can tote the rock. So I like the move. And Washington didn't want to pay him. So he's in his last year of his deal. So they're going to get some value for him this year. It's probably a one-year rental at this point. But, you know, I mean, I think he's better than what they have on the roster right now. And so after McCaffrey, so I think it's an upgrade at this point.
Yeah, you mentioned McCaffrey there, Baldy, and I'm kind of curious. And we were kind of going over yesterday what the touch count could look like per game. Obviously, we know Kyle likes to hit those 30 rushes per game. That's always his goal there. So I'm kind of curious, you know, how much does Brian Robinson kind of take away carries for Christian McCaffrey, which I think, you know, that might be a good thing for him when you talk about avoiding the wear and tear. Is this a situation you see where just CMC will get kind of maybe less carries per game, but that will kind of help him stay more productive later on in the season?
Well, I mean, even 2 years ago, I was an advocate for cutting down the amount of carries that he was getting when he had a monster year. I thought it was gonna affect him eventually. And who knows, you know, what happened last year if that was a result, all the tendonitis and all the issues that he had with his legs. But, you know, I mean, this 2017 draft, there's only two guys left that are still running the football. It's McCaffrey and it's Aaron Jones. There was a lot of guys drafted that year. Maybe Kamara too, but we've seen slowdowns in all these guys. I mean, there's just so many carries in anybody. And then if you add the way that McCaffrey, you know, trains, which, you know, I don't know if you're overtraining at some certain points, but it feels like that's part of the issue. But I don't know. I don't know if Kyle knows yet. I don't know if McCaffrey knows. We got to, like, put him out there against Seattle September 7th and see how he looks. If he's hitting the holes like he did 2 years ago, if he hit them like he did last year where he was missing holes and looked a little apprehensive at times. I don't think anybody knows until he starts getting pounded
and we see where the vision and the quickness and the power, because he was a powerful guy. Coming out of Stanford, he was powerful. We got to see what he looks like September 7th. I don't think anybody knows right now.
And then kind of back to Brian Robinson Jr. here and the role that he's going to play in this offense. Obviously, he'll be spelling Christian McCaffrey a little bit, but is there an opening maybe for Brian Robinson to kind of maybe fill the role that Deebo Samuel had at times last year, to kind of handle those jet sweeps, kind of handle some of those shorter routes that Deebo did a lot last year? Do you see that as kind of a potential avenue for Brian Robinson Jr. to contribute to the 49ers offense this year, along with just, you know, being Christian McCaffrey's primary backup at running back?
I don't see it. I don't see that. I mean, he's not Deebo. He doesn't move like that. He doesn't catch like that. Like, I don't think that's going to be a role for Brian. I think that role that Deebo had was just unique. And so I don't see anybody in the roster, you know, playing that type of role right now.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, Sam Lemon in for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni alongside. And, you know, I'm talking about this team, Baldy, and the Juwan Jennings thing. We almost made it a full season, off season, I should say, Baldy, with no drama. It would have been great. No holdouts, no hold-ins, whatever. Now we've come to a head here with Juwan Jennings, less than 2 weeks now to the start of the regular season. No deal is done. If they do get a deal done, though, let's say within this week or next week, I don't know how severe the calf injury is, if it's related to the hold-in or not. Just his lack of training camp in general. Would you be okay with throwing him out there week one?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If they did sign Juwan either this week or next week, just given what we saw with Ayuk last year and such a slow start with some of these guys and just the fitness level.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, Nick Bosa held out until the Friday before the opener against Pittsburgh and signed his deal on Friday, and he had three sacks on Sunday. Everybody's different. You know, Nick came on the field and was the most dominant player, better than TJ. He was the best player on the field that day. And but that's Nick now, and you know, I've seen him train in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if there's many people that train like that. But anyways, so I don't know what Juwan's been doing. It's always a concern. It's always a concern when guys, because football, this isn't the designated hitter. You can't just put Aaron Judge in the middle of a lineup and let him go hit a home run. Football players need to play football. You need to condition the body. Like I'm a big advocate of that. Like, you need to go play football. You go out in the track. You could go, you know, run some of these. You can go run hills like some of these guys do. None of that is football. Like, you need to be hit. You need to be contacted. Your eyes got to get fast. Your hands got to get fat. Like, all that stuff is important. So I don't know how comfortable I would be if he gets zero training camp. And think that he's just going to go out there and be Juwan Jennings and just be dependable like he's been. Like, Those guys are few and far between that can do that.
Well, it leads me to my next question is, you know, Amari Cooper signing with the Raiders yesterday. I guess reportedly the Niners were interested. You know, a lot of Niner fans are frustrated this morning because of the lack of depth at the wide receiver core. Obviously, we don't know when Ayuk's coming back, what level, the Juwan Jennings calf. You're going into the season with a redshirted Ricky Pearsall basically as your number one. You know, should the Niners have maybe, you know, upped the ante a little bit more to bring in an Amari Cooper, Baldy?
I don't know. Like, how many teams is Amari on now? I mean, is it six? Like, he's going around the league. And he's a year here. He's in Cleveland. You know, he's in Dallas. Like, he's going all over the place. And Buffalo didn't seem to be in love with him. The thing that's interesting about Amari, he is a great route runner. And he's a very good receiver. I don't know where the speed is right now. It's very average at this point. But this is the part that gets frustrating, is he needs time to win his out. But he can win. You just have to be patient with him. And a lot of quarterbacks that I've watched, like, well, I've looked over there and he's not open, and now I'm moving on. And so he's a little bit difficult to work into the progression because he needs time to win. But he can win. He can separate. He can run a swirl route better than anybody in the league. But you got to be patient with it. Dak wasn't very patient with him. You know, Josh Allen wasn't very patient with him. We'll see what, you know, Geno looks like with the Raiders with him. So should they have upped the ante to get him? He can be a part of your offense, but it's a timing issue with the quarterback and how patient you're going to be with him.
Bali, I do kind of want to get back into Brock here a little bit. We've seen in the past the issues, and you've highlighted this before on this show, that he has his biggest issues when he tries to do too much at times and maybe force plays when they aren't there. And again, I mentioned this interview he did with Albert Breer where he even acknowledged that, where, you know, he kind of lost sight of trying to keep plays simple. Going into this year, what are some of the things that coaches can do to get a quarterback to kind of simplify the game and kind of be in a situation to where he doesn't feel like he has to force plays like he has in the past and just simplify every play that's out there and in a sense kind of maybe let the plays come to him and avoid kind of forcing it like he did last year?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's a fine line. You can't put a governor on these guys. You got to let them go play. He's got good instincts. His movement is really good. How he extends plays. You know, the thing that would help Brock Purdy more than anything is if the defense could actually take the ball away. Like, if you look at them, they turned it over 27. Like, you know, they were, what were they, minus 15 in turnover ratio? It'd be nice to, like, this would be nice if the defense could get the ball at the 35-yard line. Kyle said, let's go to the jugular. Let's get the ball at the 35. Let's go in there and take a shot play right away. And let's put 7 on the board and turn this game around. Like, that hardly ever happened last year. Special teams put him in a deep hole a lot. Like, it'd be good if the defense took the ball away. That would help Brock Purdy more than anything. Yeah, get him extra at-bats. Get him good field position. Special teams, get him good field position. Those are the things that could help Brock Purdy out more than saying, okay, well, maybe I tried to do too much. That's just Brock answering a question. Like, I'm not picking on Albert Breer. But, like, you can't just go and say, man, know when the play's over. Get rid of the ball. Like, it's just too hard to say that series to series to series. Brock has great instincts, and he sees the field exceptionally well. And he throws the ball with good touch, and he knows how to layer throws in the middle of the field that Kyle demands. Like, I think he does everything at a really good level. Let him just keep playing. Like, it could help if the team around him was better. That would help Brock more than anything.
Well, I think one of the guys who's definitely going to be helping Brock out a lot this year is George Kittle, and it's looking like he's going to be their, in a sense, wide receiver one for the 49ers this year. Is that a good situation for the Niners to be in if George Kittle is going to be their basically number one pass catcher this year?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, Travis Kelce was that guy, you know, for a long time. Evan Ingram was 1 year in Jacksonville. I mean, you can see it. You can move tight ends around. And put him in position to be the number one. You could call plays where the tight end's the number one option. And, you know, judging by how teams are probably going to cover George, He's more than capable of winning those routes. He would love to get targeted 10, 12 times a game, I'm sure. So, you know, Kyle can make he can create game plans where that happens. But I'd like to see what Ricky Pearsall could do. I mean, like I said before, like when Pearsall came out, like he was right there with Ladd McConkey. And Ladd was that guy last year as a rookie, you know, with the Chargers. I want to see what Ricky does as the full-time guy, because I think he's a good route runner. I think he's got good hands, body control, all the stuff that you need. So I'm not ready to say that Ricky Pearsall can't be that guy either.
All right, Baldy, one more for you. And you thought you were getting rid of this interview without a kicker question, but I'm so sorry. I have to ask about the kicker, Jake Moody. And Baldy, this is the final preseason game at home at Levi's Stadium. And him just coming out, and it was a missed extra point, and the guy's getting booed. Is there anything he could do to earn the trust back in the fan base? Because you could say he can make all the kicks he wants to. Like, I'm convinced, Baldy, Moody can make all of his kicks all the way through, halfway through the season. He's perfect, right? And he misses one against Team X, and the fan base is immediately turning on him. It's that toxic right now.
I agree. Look, I mean, he was 10 for 20. 10 for 20 from 40 yards out last year. Like, that's just not acceptable. It's almost, you almost wonder why he's even still there. Unless they just see something in practice that we don't, that we aren't allowed to see or haven't seen, where he's just so good, like, he should be better. But when you're 10 for 20 from 40 yards out, like, usually those guys are, you know, they're finding a second job in this business, because we're seeing kickers kick, make field goals from 70 right now. We're seeing guys, you know, Aubrey and Dallas can make one from, you know, from 60 yards. He's almost automatic. I mean, you just have to be better. And so you miss an extra point. I don't blame the fans for getting on him at that point. And yes, the situation is toxic. He just better be really good game day, that's for sure.
Hey, Baldy, we greatly appreciate it. Yeah, kicker is one of the main concerns, right, for the 49ers heading into the season. So I can't wait to monitor that all year long. We'll be very rational, of course, about it. Baldy, good stuff. We'll do it again next week, man.
Well, you know, you can make a kick or you can't. Why? And when you can't make a kick, you're on a bus stop going someplace else. That's just the nature of the business for any kicker. They know it.
Hey, Baldy, you ever attempted a kick in your career? You ever attempted one?
No, I never.
It's not easy, Baldy.
I don't know if I would be. I think I would actually. I don't think I would be a soccer-style kicker, though, if I did. I think I'd be Fred Cox. I'd kick Rick Dempsey. I'd be kicking straight ahead.
Oh, no, you could be Ronaldo or Lionel Messi. Well, he's our Leo Messi here at 95.7 The Game. It's our Brian Baldinger. Baldy, good stuff, man.
Thank you, Baldy. Very much appreciate it.
Okay. Yep, you got it. Okay, Sam.
There he goes. Brian Baldinger, courtesy of River Islands, which leads us now to the injury report.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.